Hello everyone, welcome to Mr. K's podcast. And today we are going to discuss about compare and contrast essay. While you are listening to this podcast, you may refer to your book, pages 77 to 78. What is compare and contrast essay? So when we talk about compare and contrast, we talk about the similarities and also the differences between two concepts. Let's take for example, if you want to compare between book and the internet, so which one is your preference? Some of you might say that you prefer to read books, and some of you might say that you prefer to read content from the internet. In compare and contrast essay, you are going to discuss the similarity between book and the internet, and also you are going to talk about the differences, maybe the disadvantages of reading from book and reading from the internet. Please remember, when you do a compare and contrast essay, you need to have a stand. A stand is your decision. When you have already discussed the similarities and the differences between two items or concepts or ideas, so you will have to decide which one is the best. When we are doing compare and contrast between two ideas or two concepts or even two items, we use connectors to show the link between the comparison or to show the contrast. Some useful connectors that you can find in your book would be in addition, same as, likewise, compared to, and many more. And to show contrast, you can use connectors such as meanwhile, in contrast, on the contrary, and many more. For further information, you can still click on the link that I have shared with you at the beginning of the semester. Just like any other essays, compare and contrast, we need to brainstorm the ideas. But in compare and contrast, we need to take a step further whereby we need to categorize the ideas that we have already brainstormed. So now, please refer to page 78 on top of the page where they are doing the comparison between a government school and a private school. As you can see, the ideas are cheap, no extra fee for government school, and expensive with monthly fee for private school. All of these ideas are categorized under one aspect, which is financial. So, this is very important because we are going to talk about how to write or the methods of how to write compare and contrast essay. Okay, there are two ways of writing compare and contrast essay. Method number one is point by point method, and method number two is block method. You can find this on pages 78 to 84 for point by point, and pages 103 to 104 for block method. You may pause this podcast while you are studying both methods in your book. And the question will rise, which method is the best? And why is it one is better than the other? I personally think that you should go for point by point method. This is simply because point by point method is more organized. So let's go back to the example on page 78, where we talk about government school and private school. So as you can see, for point by point method, you are going to discuss each aspect in a paragraph. So in your first body paragraph, you are going to talk about financial aspect. So in this paragraph, you are going to do the comparison between government school and private school. And then the next following body paragraph, you are going to talk about teaching and learning process aspect. And on that paragraph, you are going to compare and contrast between these two schools and so on and so forth. And the question will rise again, how many paragraphs should we have for the body paragraph? The answer is, it depends on your aspects. If you have four aspects, so you should have four body paragraphs. So your essay will have a total of six paragraphs, including the introduction and also the conclusion. So students, we are already at the end of my podcast about compare and contrast essay. Please refer to the PowerPoint slide in my Guru that I have already attached on how to write the introduction and also the conclusion. Till we meet again. Bye.